For decades, TV has been an escape from our everyday life.
We use reality TV to escape our jobs, children, and most of our responsibilities.
Born out of the pandemic with two friends who became coworkers, I'm Greg.
And I'm Demetria.
Join us to escape reality. Hello.
Welcome back, everyone.
Episode 148.
Okay. 148.
Two more, and then you can celebrate again.
Rolling on through it. Trying to get to 150.
We'll celebrate anything.
I love to celebrate.
Like anything, Ramona Singer and her 50 closest friends.
Yes. I mean, anything to, you know, it's like, these are little things I look forward to. I just give myself little things that just gives me excitement.
Okay. How are you? What's new?
I'm good. Nothing new. Let's see. Since the last time we spoke, I am now 44, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Your birthday.
I had a birthday. So this weekend, I was doing lots of birthday things.
Did you go to the casino?
I didn't go to the casino this time. I know. That was the last epic birthday I had, when we went to the casino and I drank so much that I stopped drinking forever. That is a true story.
That was that one?
Yes. That was my 40th, and I had about 13 vodka sodas, and I think I almost died. And that was the last time I really went for it. After that, I was like, yeah, I don't think,
this
I think I should take a break. No. But it was so fun.
This didn't end well.
It was so fun, though. We had such a good time. This time I just had family dinner Friday night. Just kept it very low key. And then Sunday we went to the Giants game, which is one of my favorite things to do.
My brother and sister-in-law went that day.
I did not see them.
I mean, they were
in the bleachers. I was in the bleachers. So
did you see two terrible children running around eating everything? Cause that was them.
I saw a bunch of those. So it could have been anyone.
Here, but I need to rant about this for just a second. That would okay, stop it.
Go.
So my niece and nephew are 8 and 10, and they are like, they're adults at this point. Like,
I'm not adults.
Can we stop ordering from the child's menu thinking that they're actually going to eat it and like they're not going to eat our entire meals? Because it's driving me up the wall.
This is about the point that changes.
Yeah, like this little man is 10 years old. He will eat his entire arm if you let him.
Yeah, he does not want mac and cheese or like fruit snacks.
Like one egg and a slice of French toast ain't going to do shit for him. He packed a lunch when we were going to lunch because he knew my brother doesn't let him order anything.
Yeah, that is smart. Look at him. See, he knows.
He packed a peanut butter and jelly sando. He knew.
He knows what he needs. Like,
that motherfucker's going to make me order for the kids. I'm starving.
Uncle Greg, please order me a steak.
Oh, no. He'll be like, let me get some of those French fries. Oh, you're going to eat that? You know what he does? He's actually really smart. He'll be like, oh, is that good? I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good. Oh. Can I try it? I'm like, why do you just ask to try it? Don't ask me if it's good.
Kids know. They know. I don't know why parents are under the impression that they're just like little kids. They don't know. Like, no. Oh, they know.
And he plays 17 sports, so he's always hungry.
Oh, yeah. No. He needs to be getting an adult meal.
She just stares at you until you give in. Like, she awkwardly, like, stares at your food, and you're like, did you want some? And she's like, yeah, why did you ask? Why do you think I asked? Because you keep staring at my food.
Yeah, you just have to order two entrees and assume one is theirs.
Yeah, no, it's just ridiculous.
Yes. Well, I did not see them. I did go by where they have the crab sandwiches, and I did not see them.
Oh, I didn't know they had crab sandwiches.
Oh, they have delicious crab sandwiches.
Where are those? I don't do crowds, so I'm not going anywhere near that ballpark.
Right. So on the side by the bleachers where we sit is like a whole area where they have like three different bars and all the good food. They have like a cha-cha bowl, and then they have these sandwiches that are like grilled with crab and cheese, and then they're pressed. Oh,
like a delicious crab melt. I'm in.
Yes.
Bring me one of those next time you go.
You got to come out to the game.
Jeez. I'll just meet you at the ferry, and you can hand off the sando.
Okay.
For one reason.
That's fair enough. That is fair enough. But they have other delicious things in there, too. Mm-hmm. So that's how I finished off my birthday weekend. So I did watch a couple things. Obviously, you know, I was out of commission on the TV for the weekend, but then Monday I came back strong and I caught up on my Love Island, which is wild. Let me just tell you, I've never watched this before. And Jake had been telling me forever, this is his show and I needed to watch it. This is the craziest show. I just, if anybody's watching this, please send a message that you want to talk about it, because it's crazy. Like, these people basically jump from relationship to relationship. And the whole point of this place is to, like, tempt them with new people instead of, like, nourishing these new the relationships that they're in. And then when they're trying to stay in them, they tempt them. It's crazy.
Okay.
I watched a little bit of Temptation Island, but I feel like this should be Temptation Island.
Don't get me started on Temptation Island.
so then I watched that. I got into the show on Netflix that I am in love with. It's called Survival of the Thickest.
Okay.
And I absolutely love it. It is about a plus size stylist who lives in New York, and she starts out, she is this boyfriend, like, slash should be her fiance, because they've been together forever, but there's no ring, but they live together. And he's like a prominent photographer and handsome, and she's like an up and coming stylist, and he cheats. And so she's like starting over, and and she's the best. She's fabulous. It's not a lot of like well-known names in it, but I love it. Garcelle's in it.
So it's scripted.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Got it. Okay.
It's one of their like scripted things. Their, you know, series is that they're trying. So I'm 5 episodes in. I love it.
Okay,
It's really, really cute. And then, other than that, I watched And Just Like That is almost at the end, so I caught up on that. It's very different. I don't know if you've watched any yet this season, but
no, I'm getting ready to binge it. You know how I roll.
Okay. Okay, it's very different than I'll wait till you binge it, but it's a totally different vibe from last year. So it's like every season so far, they're taking you on a completely different ride. This one seems more serious than last year's. It was a little, I mean, it's weird to say last year was lighter because her husband died and like a lot of things changed. But this year, it's just everything seems heavy in everybody's life on this show. So I don't know. But the last episode is next week. So I guess we'll see how this all shakes out, because the moment we've been waiting for is, how is Samantha going to return briefly for next week?
Oh, because that's the finale.
Yes. Yes. And we already know she didn't film with anybody. It's just her, but I just need to know how they're tying this into the story. And then other than that, yeah, I actually I watched a couple of just random things that I tried watching also on Netflix, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard.
Oh, I saw, yeah.
And I got like one episode in and I was like, I don't think I want to relive this trial. Like, it's all the trial and like actually in the courtroom. And I was just like, I don't know. I just don't want to do this again.
Like, I've already lived through this.
Yeah, I thought like maybe there was something that I missed and I wanted to like get into it, but No, I started watching it and I was like, no, I don't want to do this. So yeah. And then I got this thought this week, because obviously we have a lot of our shows, but I watch a lot of SVU reruns and things, because that's just what I do when I'm trying to relax and go to bed. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh my God, none of these shows are coming back next month. And I got very anxious.
I know. What are we going to watch?
I don't know, but I was like watching reruns of 9-1-1, watching reruns on SVU. Like, there's not going to be anything to watch come next month. Like, all the premieres, unless they're already shot, which I doubt, we're not going to get anything.
Mm-hmm.
I need these people to go back to work. I understand and I get it. And I want you to have all the things you need, but I need you to go back to work. I need to watch stuff.
But you gotta stick to reality TV.
I'm okay with that, as we all know.
Yeah.
What about you? What do you want?
Okay, well, so I only left the house once on Saturday.
Oh, totally different. Okay, you're totally different weekend.
Well, first of all, let's start with Friday night, your birthday night. I'm fully caught up on, my brain is not working. Below Deck. So I watched of Below Deck.
Okay.
So I'm fully caught up, except for this week. I haven't watched this week yet. I'll watch that tonight.
Okay. Can we finally talk about this?
Yeah, most insane. Like, I don't think I've ever seen anything like so rapey in my entire life.
Yes.
Awful. The look on his face. What's weird to me is that like people are defending him, especially Laura, whatever her name was.
She's rapey too.
She's very rapey. I don't think she's as severe rapey as he is. How many times can I say rapey on this podcast?
No, but no, you're right. She's not. But still, it was like, come on, girl, read the room.
I mean, the fact that he was on top of her and then like you could see the anger in his face when he was like trying to like, I can't believe it was on camera. I can't believe
thank God there was someone there. Thank God the producer, somebody noticed.
I mean, they were like, no, no, sir. And the door, like, I mean, what was he thinking?
Yeah. Like if you were, okay, we've all had a drunk moment. I've never had a drunk moment where I took all my clothes off and got in bed with somebody that I didn't intend to. However, the fact that he took his clothes off, went in there with a towel on intentionally in her room, shut the door, got into the bed. And then when they're telling you, no, 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 come on, got so angry.
Well, and like, he had just fucked Laura the night before.
Right. Like that was so, I mean, the whole thing was just so uncomfortable to watch. And then he got so mad about it. And it was
How are you? You're a 9 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10? And I was like, she's unconscious.
She doesn't even know this man is naked and pressed up against her with his naked body. Like she has no clue. And the worst part was then when they took him out and he got like aggressive about it. Mad. And I was thinking to myself, like, that says a lot because we've all been there and been drunk, but I've never, like, if you told me no, come on, let's go. It's like, okay, where are we going?
No, he had a plan.
Oh, yeah. No, this was.
That's what I'm saying. When he got up to slam the door and, like, he had the towel over his crotch. Yes. And, like, just the look in his eye, I was like, oh, my God. Like, he was fully. I mean, I don't want to say we don't know if he was going to rape her. But he definitely had other things, and like he was going to do what he could do.
He had a very clear intention.
Yes.
A plan of what he was about to do.
That was wild.
Right? So wild.
I'm shocked that she's continuing on.
Yeah. I mean,
well, we see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the shock of the moment, probably not like really knowing what happened and being coherent to it, it's like, okay, probably saved her a little because you're getting it secondhand and you're hearing about it, but you didn't wake up with a naked man on top of you. Thank God.
Yeah. Well, she begins to self-medicate clearly with alcohol. Yes,
absolutely. But you know, I think that.
Also, why is that decanter of red wine just hanging out in the Laura drank out of it. She's drinking out of it.
I know. That's gross. I just want to say, we have watched collectively so much television over the years. The way this was handled, the staff, the production, the captain, everybody, like such a way to keep your team safe, such a way to make, like, keep a good, safe environment for everyone. Like, you know, Laura, her situation wasn't as bad, but even just like, if I say, don't touch me, if I don't want to be rubbed, if I don't want you in my room. And as a woman, that would have been taken like very seriously. And because she was a woman doing it to a man, I think it was kind of like he was brushing it off like it's cool. But no, it needed to still be taken seriously. You said, don't touch me. And she continued to touch you.
I think he was trying really hard, like, not to embarrass her.
Yes.
But what I don't get is, like, he was like, no, like, it's never going to happen. Like at dinner when he was like, no, it's never going to happen. She's like, come on, come on. He was like, no, it's never going to happen. And she's like, oh, you don't mean that. And I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah, I've never seen anything like come
man,
on.
He baby. Means that.
Especially when you just hooked up with this dude the other day. So what are you doing? Like, just trying to sleep with everybody on the boat? Like, chill out.
How about when she walked in and she's like, now we're boyfriend and girlfriend. Da-da. And he was like, whoa. Oh, no. I was like, man.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when you're speaking to someone he almost just assaulted and you're saying like, well, he could have just came and got it from me.
I would have,
like,
welcomed
what?
Him into my bed. I was like, oh, this
like,
girl.
What? That is the creepiest thing I think I've ever witnessed. Like, you, ma'am, are a creep.
I mean, I will say he handled it in the long run once he was like sober. I do think that he was like very drunk.
Oh, yes.
I do genuinely believe that he didn't understand the severity of it when he was sober the next day.
Oh, yeah. No,
he didn't look like he didn't understand what.
No,
had
I think he probably woke up at that hotel like, what? I don't know. Why am I here? And what, like, what is happening?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, thank God Aisha went, like, I mean, I don't know if I would have gone to the captain at 1 a.m. I don't know. Like,
I probably would have if I felt like unsafe. Because at that point he had locked himself in his cabin, but God knows if we go to bed, is he going to come back out and get back in her bed or mine? Yeah. I probably would have, just because I would have been like, I don't now feel safe or comfortable here, and we can't all lock ourselves in our rooms.
Well, and they did a really good job of like trying to help us understand, like, that's their home. They have nowhere else. Like, they don't live, like, they live in a 5x5 square. Like,
yes,
that's all they have. And he violated that.
Absolutely.
I mean, he looks good naked. Not that it helps.
Oh, no.
Not that it helps the situation.
No,
at all,
no, no.
So yeah, I'm all caught up on Below Deck except for this week. Saturday, this is only one day, and I watched like 7 hours of Below Deck. Saturday, I watched The Beanie Bubble on Apple.
Oh, what's this?
Zach Galifianakis, Elizabeth Banks, Sarah Snook. It's like the Beanie Baby. It's not like the documentary side of it. It's the scripted side of it. And like they did a whole movie about it. It's fantastic. It's so well done. It's funny because like you don't realize his life had so many parallels. Like he launched something and he had like a very similar experience. He launched Beanie Babies. Like it was weird. And like how so many people contributed to the idea of the Beanie Baby and like how they got there. He was making these like larger posable like cats.
Mm-hmm.
And like how he met this woman, she had two children, and those children really did spur the ideas for him to like, oh, they should be pocket sized. They should be cute and cuddly. They should have names. And how someone else came in was like, oh, they need a story and a poem. Like we got to give them life. Like, it's wild. And how he lost everything in a matter of like minutes, literally.
That is crazy because I can say firsthand, my family was directly affected because my mother bought every Beanie Baby you could imagine.
My mom still has 195 of them in her closet.
Yeah, my mom has them in the plastic cases.
Oh, uh-huh, same.
And they're now, a lot of them are boxed. But like some of them are very valuable. And I'm just like, why are these?
Here's what I'm gonna tell you what I told my mom. They're only worth what someone's gonna pay for them.
Exactly.
Which is exactly a whole lot of nothing.
But so, I mean, there's some people out here that are crazy about collectibles, so you never know.
Well, and it's funny is that like he lost sight of that. He was very short-sighted throughout the whole movie. I mean, Zach Galifianakis is fantastic in it. He's so like short-sighted in it that it's mostly women around him. The women around him are kind of guiding him in the long term. And his ultimate demise is that he turns his back on all of them and tries to stay short term, like short sighted. Super well done. Very well, like just incredible. Really great. And then finally, that was another day. I don't know what else. I must have watched something else on Saturday too. Probably.
OMG.
I don't know. I literally went to Safeway, got food for the week so I could like meal prep and do all my stuff, and then came back home and did not leave. My friend actually texted me on Sunday and she's like, I checked your location. I'm sort of worried you have not moved. I was like, no, I have not.
No, good for you.
So then Sunday I was like, okay, it's time to binge and I'm going to watch 9 hours of Temptation Island.
Oh my God.
Little did I know that they're splitting the finale into two parts.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Now I'm really upset about this.
I saw this last night and I was like, what is this?
I will say like this season kind of got away, like Temptation Island, like you really do see like the relationship tests. Like these people are like, I'm single. Like they did.
Yeah.
They gave zero fucks. And I felt like I don't know, the other seasons that I've watched and enjoyed, it seems like their bond is a little bit more interesting. I also do love when they bring up like their life back at home and they're like, what are you going to move out? Like, what about the dog? Like you're throwing our whole relationship away. And like, it didn't really seem, we haven't gotten to the good part, the engaged couple, which is like wild. It's very concerning to me that he has a type. Have you been following along with it?
A little bit. Excuse me, a little bit here and there because I've been watching The Big D, so sometimes I'll go on to Temptation Island first, but I watched the finale episode last night.
Yes, part one.
Yes.
I know. This guy came on with his fiance. They've been together for like 7 years. They did have a split, but he begged her to come back. She came back. She's like 34,
whatever.
She's very cute too.
She's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. She's a little crazy, sure. But
Who's not?
And so she kind of brought up and she was like, yeah, well, you know, like I was, you know, 24 and, you know, he really focused on me and he all this stuff. And it was kind of the same thing that he did to this girl in Temptation Island. She's 24. She's very like bright eyed and kind of doe eyed, if you will. And he says he loves her. I don't know how long they've been there, like a month or something.
Yeah. She's also very beautiful.
I mean, she's okay.
I think she's cute.
She needs a bra.
Well, all of the 20-somethings these days need a bra. If you haven't noticed. I know,
but if you have giant melon,
I mean,
a slinky little tank top is not gonna like for the Demetria. Come on,
this is the look these days.
Demetria, come on. Hey, she needs some support. Those things are all over the place.
I know that, and you know that, but I'm telling you, this is my constant dialogue when I go anywhere and see these younger women. Does nobody wear a bra anymore?
I mean, it's okay if you don't have to wear a bra, but when you very clearly have, like, for 24, her boobs are very low.
Yeah.
They're very large.
they're boobs.
I know, but, like, they're not perky. Like, they don't look good without a bra.
Well, now she knows because she sees it on TV.
I mean, people must be. I looked at Twitter for a minute, but I didn't really get. People don't really watch the show, I don't think, because there was no one on Twitter talking about it. The black guy and the Christopher, what was his name? Chris and the Latina girl.
Oh, I don't know
any other names? Yet. That's the most
angry lady in the world.
No. That's Roberto and Vanessa.
Oh, okay.
No, she cray. No, the black dude, Christopher, right?
Oh,
Christopher and Yesenia, whatever her name was.
Yes, yes.
I'm terrible at names, so please, I'm not being offensive. No. Like, they were like, okay, cool, I'm good. Okay, bye. See you. Like, okay.
I'm happy. I found myself.
End your two relationship with a hug, like nothing, and like, go, done. See ya.
So, whatever you got in Temptation Island that was it.
No, Roberto needs to get the hell away from Vanessa. Oh my God. No, she is too old.
Shit, that killed me about the whole thing is she put on like, I have changed. I'm happy. I found peace. I love you. Everything's wonderful. I'm going to be different. And the minute she was like, I just have one question. Did you sleep in the bed with her? And he was like, yeah, she went. She jumped up. What the fuck? I said, run.
Here's the thing. I could probably stomach you going on national television and being like, cuddling up with someone else, 24-year-old Bryce or whatever that guy's name was. What I'm not going to stomach is you calling me a loser, saying I'm not your type, saying you've made concessions for me and all this shit. When you're this 36-year-old, ma'am, you're not going to drag me on national television.
Yeah.
I know I could do better.
Yeah.
I look at all these men. No. And then you're going to come here and be mad that I slept in a bed with somebody.
And you're crazy.
No, you just dragged me for 4 weeks. Uh-uh. No, ma'am. Vanessa. Yeah, no.
No, and you're insane. So I could talk about how crazy you are for weeks.
Yes.
Oh my God, no.
But even him, like, going through the whole process and being like, oh, I just can't throw away what I have with her. I'm like, you just said that she berates you all the time and you're not good enough.
Literally, he said, depending on how she is when she shows up today, and if she's nice, will depend on what I do. Like, she ain't going to be nice. She's crazy.
Yeah.
She's going to pretend to be nice, but she's going to get you. And she got you.
Mm-hmm. And then the other couple, the black chick and the black dude, the Nigerian dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is wild. She, I imagine, has killed somebody somewhere in her past. She looks mean. Yeah. She sounds mean. She acts mean. No, ma'am.
I wouldn't doubt it.
But it's weird that they all made connections. What's her face? The Latina chick left by herself, though.
Yeah, she did. She chose the person.
Yeah, we have one more episode next Wednesday, thank God, and then a reunion. But the engaged chick has her ring on during the reunion.
I hate when they have spoilies.
If they get back together after all this, I cannot.
Yeah, these people are just.
But wild. I think it's like crazy to me. Like, that's the part, like, we have a life together. Like, I'm sure they probably, if they've been engaged, they've been together for 7 years. I'm sure they own a home. They clearly live together, whatever it may be. I mean, they probably have a pet. It's just wild to me that you're like, yeah, we're engaged. And then he was like, I never loved you. I knew I wasn't going to marry you. I'm like, what is happening?
No, no, sir.
And they even let him go to the villa to break up with her. None of these people cared about the relationships when they came here. Let me just tell you. And a lot of the singles weren't even like a lot of the past seasons. Like, people have been like super attractive. This season was like not so good looking. That was my weekend of TV. I didn't watch anything else. And then all of our shows, obviously. I'm sure I watched something else on Saturday. I don't know what it was, though.
I forgot to mention, I did watch Monday. We have the Men Tell All.
Oh, yeah. How's Bachelorette going?
So we're almost there. It's been a little, you know, she's not my favorite, but it's been a little wild. But they had the Men Tell All. Of course, everybody was on Brayden and like, what's the deal with the earrings and the scarf and the outfits and the whole like getup. And he said it's just something he started doing in the last year. And he brought Jesse some earrings and it was they were clip-ons because Jesse's ears are not pierced. But we got to meet the Golden Bachelor. So he was there. They introduced him. I for the life of me at this moment cannot remember what his name was. I think it was Tom or something, but it was like giving his whole backstory and how he was married to his wife Toni for since the 70s, so like 40 something years, crazy like that. They had talked about retiring and like their dream was to live on the water, and so they bought their dream house on the water on the beach, and then they moved in, and a week later she started not feeling well, and so he was taking her to the hospital to find out what was wrong, and she ended up having like this crazy infection and like sickness, and she went into the emergency room and never came home, kind of thing.
Never came home?
Yes. He took her to the emergency room because he thought she just was sick, like with a flu or something, didn't know. She just wasn't feeling well and she was getting worse. So he took her to emergency. And a week later, I think it was about a week or so in the hospital, she died.
A week? Sorry.
Yeah. Yes.
And so I knew she was dead, obviously. Yes. I didn't know that.
No, it was like the whole story. He had the daughters. They have two daughters, two granddaughters. And so the daughters were there and they're like encouraging him. And he was like, I know I'll never find the same love because I was his only person since like high school. But, you know, he's ready to have some companionship and super sweet. They were trying to teach him stuff. And he's, you know, he's an older gentleman. So he's like, what did that mean? Like, they were like, so Jesse's asking like, what do you think? What do you think? Like, you're open to the fantasy suites? And he's like, well, like, I don't know what that. I mean, yes, but, you know, probably looks different for me than it does for them, like the younger people. And
I wonder what the age range of women they're going to put on. Like, are they going to put like a 45-year-old on there?
No, I think they said nobody under 65.
Okay.
So, you know, definitely staying within his age range and his wheelhouse. But it was cute.
It's going to be on it. You forgot to say it's going to be on at 7 p.m.
Yes, and that makes sense for this. But it was cute to see him there. And like all the men were like cheering him on and like giving him encouragement. And then Jesse was like, guys, like, do you have any words, like, you know, advice or words for him? And all the men were like, we don't have any advice for him. Like, we need advice from him because he was married over 40 years. Like, we should be learning from him. Like, just be yourself and enjoy yourself. Like, it was cute. So that was the good part of it. You know, you kind of see that setup of the bromances of like all the things. And spoiler alert for anybody who cares as much as I do about Bachelor in Paradise, Brayden is going to be there. I know. I was like, why?
Just like Victoria. And
yes.
What's the blonde chick's name? I always forget.
Oh, I know. I hate her too. I can't think of her name, and I hate her so much.
She went toe-to-toe with Genevieve. I can't think of
her. Yes, but then she was better after a while. Oh, what was her name?
Yeah.
I forget. But yes, he's going to be there. So.
Maybe the Golden Bachelor can pop in too.
Oh, God. No, he should not go because there's nobody his age group. All his kids are that age.
Oh, okay.
Or older, actually. I think he had granddaughters that were like almost in their 20s. So, yeah, I watched that. Next week is the finale. We'll see what happens. She's got three guys going. Joe. Aaron. Dutton. Yes, Dutton. And Aaron, who left but came back. She got rid of him for
Xavier.
Xavier, thank you. The one that I love. He's very handsome. Because he's a big dum-dum.
The one that I love. He's very handsome. That's why I love
him. He's very handsome, and I love him. However, he's a dum-dum because he told her he wasn't sure he could not cheat.
I did. I saw the meme.
Yeah. He blew it for himself. He was very apologetic at the mental health. So Aaron was like, let me shoot my shot. I don't feel like I gave it my all, and I'm going to go show up where they are in Fiji and be like, hey, what about me? So now they ended the week before last with him showing up and asking if they could talk. So we'll see if she gives him a chance or not. Finale's next week.
Got it. Anything else before we jump into Hot Topics?
No, I feel like I've already been talking for 2 hours.
Well, get ready because Hot Topics. First of all, here's what's wild is that before yesterday morning, I was like, oh, we're going to talk. What are we going to talk about? Da, 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 da. And then Bethany decides to show up. Britney Spears. I'm like, now we got Hot Topics for days.
Oh, my God. I know. Luckily, we only have two of our shows this week. I know. Because
no OC this week.
I know. I don't understand why they do that. It's so like, and then they don't announce it. So you're prepared for your episode and they're not there.
Even Tamara was like, new OC tonight. And then she was like, oh, my bad. Next week. I'm like, what? Even Tamara didn't know?
Yeah. Like, we got to let people know because I work my week around what I'm watching.
Yeah. Well, we're going to start Hot Topics with Bethany fucking Frankel.
This bitch. Let me just say how disappointed and frustrated I am in this whole situation.
Okay, well, she had Rachel Raquel on her podcast. My first thing is, we're 5-6 months removed. We've moved on. We have a new season. Rachel's not returning to VPR. Like, let's move on. No, Bethany comes out of nowhere and just wants to, like, rehash all of it. And the only reason why she's rehashing it is because she's using it, which we'll talk about. We'll get into the specifics. But she's using it as, like, ammo against Bravo when Bravo did nothing wrong.
No, and what makes her look even stupider in this whole plight is that Rachel sits there and says, I contacted you because I wanted to talk and you are the person. So she's trying to play this whole, like, she was contacted, but it all plays into your stupid bullshit that you're trying to pull and nobody's with you on it.
Well, and Rachel didn't get paid.
No.
But Bethany's making all the money. So Bethany's on this big thing about reality stars being exploited, and now you're exploiting this girl because there's 20 minutes. Yeah. First of all, you do not need part two, do not need to be only 20. I didn't listen to any of it. I've just read the recaps, I've heard snippets, whatever. 20 minutes of commercial of ads on a 28 minute podcast makes zero fucking sense. First of all,
no, I mean, we don't have any ads, but let me just say that's ridiculous. I would not co-sign that many ads.
Not only that, but here's my biggest thing. First of all, like, I grew up with Oprah, with, like, Barbara Walters.
Sally Jesse is my shit.
I mean, she's not, I wouldn't go that far. But
I really liked it, though, let me tell you.
What are you going to say next, Montel?
I watched all that. I'm old, okay?
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, interviewers or, like,
yes,
like, news-ish people, right? So, Barbara Walters, to me, is, like, the GOAT. Oprah's right up there with her, right? So no interviewer in their right mind is going to walk into this interview with zero knowledge of what actually transpired. And then she's asking questions. Well, was that on camera? So she doesn't even know, like, what was filmed, what wasn't.
No.
Oh, it was a 7-month affair. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, like, what do you mean?
So again, like Howie Mandel, we get these asshats who don't know what they're talking about. If you're going to interview these people and talk about this topic, then you should probably watch all of it so you know and don't ask these stupid ass questions.
Well, and Bethany says, well, she agreed to come on for free because she wants to tell her side of the story without being interrupted.
Right. But also you can't make this point about exploitation and then exploit her in the same exact way. To go so far is to, in the interview, say, like, you get paid less on VPR than my interns get paid. Well, then, bitch, pay her for being there.
Oh, no, She got $360,000 last season.
Right. But Bethany told her she knows what she made on VPR and it's less than she pays her interns.
She didn't say, no, she didn't say, I know. She said it was brought up. Maybe it was, but the way I saw it on the clips was that she said Scandoball happened and Bravo is cashing in, right? No yes. one's getting any money from Scandoval. They got paid for the season, but with like the scandal of it all, if you will, she's saying they didn't get any like bonuses.
I mean, should you get a bonus for sleeping with your friend's man?
Oh, they weren't friends. They were acquaintances who showed up on camera. Okay. Lie. And this is the other thing, Bethany. Ugh, I'm so mad. You are letting her just lie. So right. you're not fact checking. Like, what is this interview? What is the point of this? And you can hear every single question is like, oh, was that filmed? Oh, did producers give you alcohol? Oh, like she's leading every single thing in order to build her case against this Bravo NBC reality star union that she's been proposing.
Well, and what frustrates me even more is if someone's going to make a comment, like you have to, especially if you're interviewing them, like you have to dig into things.
Yes.
And for Rachel to sit there and say, well, we were not friends. We were only friends who filmed together. We never did anything outside that wasn't filmed together. That's a fucking lie. You did. Oh, well, we never did anything, just the two of us. Okay, well, I have a lot of friends who are friends who we might not go and sit just by ourselves, but we do things in a group all the time. They're still my friends.
And FYI, if you were never around us without cameras and then you are around all the time, I would think that you were cheating. The reason why she didn't think you guys were cheating is because you were always there, you stupid bitch.
Yeah. And clarify that. Because then Bethany was like, oh, okay, so yeah, this, yeah, so you were never, no, she was there. The pageant, Ariana and Tom had went to her pageant. Those things weren't filmed. That wasn't on camera. She did. It just, she's saying because she didn't do it alone, that makes her not her friend. And that's bullshit.
Well, and like, then she's like, oh, this is how they found out. And they're sending around all this stuff. And I had a cease and desist. Okay. If I'm Bethany and you're telling me that there's revenge porn out there of you, I'm going to say you need to contact the police.
Correct. Oh, that's illegal.
And now you want to go back and say, oh, well, I filed a restraining order, but now it's true, but it wasn't true. But she didn't shove me, but she did shove me, but she socked me, but she was a shove.
But now, I have a permanent scar. Like,
but then I went on the reunion and I gave Andy the paperwork to have some clout. Like, oh, I want to drop everything. Like, you're so far. The body language, the picture that's released with Bethany, the body language is Bethany sitting there showing off her Rolex, her gold Rolex and her giant fucking ring with this like weird look on her face, not a smile, like this weird scowl. And Rachel is sitting there with this shit eating grin on her face. The same grin that we saw when she was talking to Andy.
Yep.
And this is the thing, like you're just letting her perpetuate these lies. If I'm sitting across from you and you say someone socked me and you say, well, I had a restraining order and then I dropped a restraining order and then I, now what? Like, I'd be like, well, why? Like, let's dive into that. Like, it doesn't make sense. And oh, your treatment and you've come to all these realizations. Guess what? If you sock me and I follow a restraining order, I'm going to follow through.
Of course.
I'm not going to show up on reunion to be a little bitch, to act like I'm not going to drop it so we can all be friends again because you want to get paid. And then show up 6 months later on a podcast of a washed up reality star. A girl, bye.
No. And what bothered me the most was the clip that I saw where she was like, oh, I gave him my keys so he could stay at my apartment while I was gone in treatment.
But he chose
to stay at the house. And Bethany's like, well, wait, they live together. Does America know this? Like, do the viewers know this? And she's like, yeah. Yeah, they live together because they financially are joined in this home that they purchased and own together. So yeah, he could go stay over there, but he is still legally bound to this house that he better fucking pay for.
He probably couldn't sleep because the Galaxy lights were on all night long.
Also that, but it was like, girl, he didn't want to go stay in your house because he didn't give a fuck about you. And he didn't want to go to your stupid little kid apartment.
Well, that, and then she let the, like, here's the thing. There's going to be people who are going to tune in who know nothing, who are going to like, wow, this is really right. And they're going to gather behind Bethany. That's her point. That's her end goal, is that now there's people who know nothing about the story
who can then go, oh, I saw that interview in Bethany. Wow, that girl was exploited and all this stuff. And it's like, she even went as far, Bethany let her say, well, I think production, Tom and Ariana were roommates. They were roommates before. They'll be roommates again. And I think that production fabricated this. And Tom is now a co-producer on season 11 because he did such a good job last season that they rewarded him for producing the drama. Mm-mm. And now finally, Bravo has not said a word. And Bravo came out today and they're like, that is absolutely not true. This is ridiculous.
It all is. It all is so ridiculous. And the fact that she... Like the whole time, Bethany, you watched the reunion and like this season to understand like what you thought you needed to know, but you needed to watch the whole thing to get it. Then sits there and is like, I just want to say, I can't imagine how your parents feel. I watched the reunion and I would want to kill somebody. Like I'm sure your parents feel like this. And then her mom, and she's like, oh yeah, no, my mom, like she said, you're the best person to talk to about this. And you know, you understand. And my family is appalled. They should be appalled at you, bitch. You did it.
We could also go back and take a look at all of Bethany's reels of when she called Luann a slut. When she, like, I mean, how far do you want to go back? I just, like, the high horse of it all is just so ridiculous. I'm yelling. I'm sorry.
No, but it's crazy watching it. That's why I said I had a moment yesterday. I was like, maybe I should just listen to it because I always, especially for this podcast, I always want to know, like, what was said and what happened. It all ties into what we do. And just the clips I saw made me so mad that I couldn't give that much time in my life because I knew I was going to just be like furious.
I mean, the only one to respond so far. So Kristen Doty responded and said, so Raquel alluded to James's past, which we've heard about already. It got brought up that James, you know, some abuse mm-hmm. or whatever. And so Raquel was like, oh, well, they paid Kristen off. So Kristen went on this morning. Kristen's like, I wish they'd pay me off. I love money. Like, I'll take money.
Yeah.
Katie went on and Katie's like, what in the fuck? Like, we're just like, people are just lying. And like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
the lack of accountability. And what's crazy is that Bethany does so good for like, you know, she's in Puerto Rico. She jumped to Hawaii real quick. The fires, like she has all of that. And she's so incredible when she's on the show. And now she's taken this bizarre spin. And part of it, I think, is that like, she's being herself on Instagram, right? And everyone's dragging her. She's odd, right? This whole crab gate that we talked about.
Oh God.
And I feel like this is her revenge, right? She's like, oh, you think you hate me then? Like, watch what I can do. Like I have the pull. I have the influence. I just find it very odd that like somebody like Bethany, who does so good for people, right, and helps so many people as she does, is going to allow someone to come on and hurt her own credibility, because that's what happened, right? Rachel's lies are affecting Bethany's credibility, but she doesn't care because now she's got a 3-part podcast. 28 minutes is not a part. That is not a part of a podcast. Let's just put that out there. And why are we not being like, hey, you fucked this dude for 7 months? Like,
seriously,
you didn't bring it up to her. You weren't accountable. You haven't been accountable this entire time. We're a year into it at this point, and you're still denying all, like, it blows my mind. I want Lala to come out and say something to this dumb bitch.
Oh my God. I have been waiting and waiting and waiting. Cause I feel like she has to have a thought and I need to know.
I need Lala to buckle up. I need Lala and Sassy to join together and just take Bethany down.
Yeah, no. Like, what are you doing?
It's just ridiculous. Well, then we get, like, you know, Bethany trying to take down Bravo. Apparently, she pitched a reality show about Connecticut to Bravo in March that didn't get picked up. I mean, there's all this stuff coming out. And it's like, where do you actually lie? Like, I can't. I'm over her. I hope someone knocks her off that soapbox and breaks her terrible face lift that she's had. Like, I'm done. I'm out. I would like to unfollow you, but I need to follow you for my podcast so I can see what other crazy shit you're saying so we can talk about you for the next 20 fucking minutes, you insane woman.
Seriously.
Anything else? Part 3 comes out tomorrow, so we're not getting a break this week, folks.
Oh, God.
And you wonder why I didn't leave my house for 72 hours.
So wild.
Anything else on Bethany?
The body language I talked about, that really, like, that was weird. Oh, that this is one more piece. So Bethany's reading the things that Ariana said to Rachel at the reunion. You're demented, you're subhuman, whatever. And as she's doing it, Bethany's crying. Like, oh my God, I just can't believe. That's when she was like, I would have killed someone. I thought she was going to say I would have killed myself. But like, we didn't talk about like the treatment. Like, we're not getting anything. We get it. Rachel's not coming back to the show. Don't really care. No one's going to film with you anyway, you dumb bitch. But I just don't know. I just want her to come out and be like, yeah, I fucked my friend's dude for 7 months.
That's all I think anybody is wanting.
Yeah. He pursued me just look at the photo. I think I posted it yesterday. I'll happily post it again. She has the same smirk on her face. It's this detached, unaccountable smirk that like, yeah, I'm back and I'm going to say whatever I want. And it's fucking weird.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that.
Anyway, that's like me doing an interview with like an Eskimo who eats deer. I don't know. Like, I have nothing to add to this conversation. Bethany had zero to add. If you're taking notes and shit, I just can't. I'm so angry.
I know.
I can't imagine what. Oh, and then she posts like number one in the world. Check out my podcast. Like, yeah, of course, people, it's salacious. People want to hear if she has anything to say, but the actual Bravo fans and the actual ones like us who are putting in the work and the time and the effort realize that you're a fucking fraud and all you're doing is taking ad money and not giving this girl a dime when she's sitting in front of you complaining about not getting a dime from Bravo when she actually got $360,000, which is more than most people make in their entire lifetime in this country.
Exactly. And all of this is based around exploitation, and that's exactly what you did.
Yes.
So,
and then to go on your comments and say, oh, she wanted me as a platform. Like, yeah, because you're not going to challenge her. Like Howie Mandel didn't challenge Sandoval. Like,
yeah,
that's why they're here.
Yeah. And then even more like listening to and the pieces of it that I've seen, especially with this whole point of her, like now spinning it into this, well, I was recorded without my consent. In a moment, go
to the police and file a report for revenge
think
porn.
Think about what you're saying.
Such a serious offense in this country now. It's not even funny.
But what I'm saying is that you just went on and on and on about this whole thing, but yet then in the next sentence said, "I gave him my keys after this happened. I knew he recorded me and all of these things occurred. I then gave him my keys and told him he could stay in my place."
But it was all produced.
Like. Hello.
It was all production. Why would? What do you mean? We weren't in a relationship. It was production. Girl, bye.
Yeah, like so. You're so torn up about it now that he recorded this without your consent. But clearly, you're only concerned about it now because before, not only did you continue this relationship, but you told him he could stay in your house and gave him a key to your safe space
with your Galaxy
rings. Yes,
and your Coors Lights.
Done with her. Done with her.
Yeah, both of them. Well. We'll probably hopefully have nothing to recap next week on these two for tomorrow, but we'll see what comes out. I can't. Are you ready to move on?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we thought we got a break from Bethany and Rachel, and then Britney Spears decides to blow up the fucking internet last night.
Britney.
So Sam Asghari, the 28-year-old boy toy, has filed for divorce.
I mean, I think it was nice that he said irreconcilable differences instead of detailing all of the madness that's probably going on over there.
Well, so there's lots of things coming out. Page Six is like on the ground. So the first thing is supposedly in January, he was asleep. Britney attacked him in his sleep because she thinks people are trying to get her and all this stuff, which that's probably happening, right? He did show up with a black eye and a bite mark on his arm, which is frightening. I also question you at that point for not leaving or like at least handling the situation, I guess. He also said that he wants to void the prenup, that he didn't know what he was signing. Sir, goodbye. You signed a prenup. You get nothing. But he wants spousal support in his divorce filing, and he wants his legal fees paid, and he wants to deny her spousal support.
Of course.
Which is wild. The prenup literally, I'm almost positive from what I've read, says that he gets nothing. Anything like community property, which obviously like she owns the house. Like, what do you have, sir? I think she bought him like a Maserati. He probably gets to keep that. Who knows? Maybe he has to buy it. Who knows? He also apparently told people that if he doesn't get what he wants, that he's going to leak a ton of information, which I'm pretty sure when you signed the prenup, you probably signed a fat NDA. So good luck with that. She'll just sue you. But they, what they're saying is that his threatening would just have her pay him out versus fighting it. He has filed for divorce. She has retained Laura Wasser, the divorce attorney who's repped everybody under the sun. She also repped Brittany in 2008 versus K-Fed with the kids or something. Mm-hmm. Brittany also went on Instagram last night and said, oh, horses. I love horses. I'm going to buy two horses.
Yeah.
Some insiders are saying that Brittany is fine with this. They've been separated for a while. They haven't been like on great terms and she's made amends with it. I mean, he's 28. He got the career he wanted. I mean, he was a personal trainer when they met. He's now in a series on Paramount Plus with somebody.
Mm.
Some big name. I can't think of it. So he's got some shows in the works. He's got a movie he shot in Atlanta, whatever. Like, he kind of got the career he was looking for, I think. But where does she go from here? Apparently she's working on new music. And then he released a statement that says, I'm not going to ask for privacy because that's stupid.
Yeah, this seems ridiculous.
Yeah, just ask for thoughts and prayers or whatever. And then he said, shit happens.
He said, I will just ask everyone, including media, to be kind and thoughtful.
Yeah, thoughtful. That's what it
was. Like, what? Well, I don't know what kind and thoughtful is to you, sir, but.
Okay. Shit happens.
You be kind and thoughtful.
Yeah. I mean, they have some animals together because, like, we know she likes animals. I mean, I'm just concerned. It sounds like he took an active role in supporting her mental health.
Yes, absolutely.
And so, like, that would be my concern, is that her mental health could flounder without someone there. I mean, I don't, she's not posting anything crazy. So maybe there's not like really a downward spiral. I don't know. Hopefully he just goes quietly, like, goodbye, sir. I genuinely don't think that he was like, they've been together for 7 years. People are like, oh, he's a money, you know, this was a money grab. I'm like, I don't, like, a money grab doesn't last. Like, look at Anna Nicole. She was like, I'm in and out in 2 years, right? Like, you don't hang out and go through, you don't get beat up in your sleep.
No.
Like, if it was a money grab, he could have pulled that card in January, right? Like, I feel like there was many other options for a money grab. So yeah, I don't know.
Well, I agree. And I think also, you know, in a lot of these situations, we can look at a relationship that we know, it's like, oh, it's great. They're getting married. Like, it's seemingly normal, right? But we have watched the ups and downs of the last year that she's gone through just on Instagram. So I can only imagine what it's like in their home for him.
Well, and they're reporting like she gets naked in front of staff, which we've heard before, and that makes him uncomfortable. But then apparently he is rumored to say that she cheated with a member of the house staff.
Oh, God.
Because it was on camera. She also got that new stripper pole, don't forget.
Oh, that video was something else.
Someone's like, is this a sponsored post? Because it should be.
I was disturbed watching it. Like, what is...
I'm not going to lie to you. I watched it entirely too many times.
Like, yeah. Well,
she had like a red wristband. What I started watching it is that she had like a red wristband on, but the wristband like kept showing up and disappearing. So she was like cutting the videos together.
Yeah.
She might be like a Photoshop expert too at this point. Maybe she has someone do it for her.
I would hope so, but
like she splices the videos and I don't know. What is she going to name the horses? Do you remember? I have it. I sent it to you.
What did she say? I was just like, girl, what is happening? And I thought to myself, like, why is this happening? Because we knew at this point she was getting a divorce.
Yeah. Buying a horse soon. So many options. It's kind of hard. A horse called Sophie and another called Roar. I can't make up my mind. Should I join the camaraderie and put a pink cowboy hat on? Either way, I think I found my sweet spot with Roar.
Okay, girl.
I mean, it's a lot.
I just hope it all stays calm. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. Mm. Too much. Speaking of Britney, and I don't know if you ever saw the movie Crossroads in 2002.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Critically acclaimed, if you will. I'm just kidding. So there was a girl on that named Taryn Manning. This video I've watched entirely too many times this week for sure. So she decided to go on Instagram Live on Tuesday morning, was it?
Yes.
And describe, she's currently dating a married man and the wife found out and the wife's not happy about it. But she describes that she was eating the man's ass.
Oh my God.
For several nights in a row. And if the wife has a problem with it, like, but then she was also going to buy the man a boat.
Okay. So this whole thing was disturbing because this was not for the public. Like, this should not have been publicly discussed. This should have been kept to herself, but for some reason she needed to vent it. Okay, that's fine.
Well, she said, I had to pull over. I'm so rooted that I might cause a car crash if I don't pull over and speak my truth. Continue.
Well, yeah. So she's, I've seen her in multiple shows, movies, things.
Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, she's always has this like raspy tone, but this video was like a weird slurry.
Oh, she looks like she's on meth for sure.
Yeah, like it was concerning. Then she's ranting and raving about how much she fucking hates this woman, yet you are sleeping with her husband, so she should just hate you, but you hate her. You're so mad about all of these things. I think everybody watched it. I know my mouth was wide open and I had the most confused look on my face and disgusted at the same time, because the biggest issue was not that this married man who probably said he was going to leave his wife for you and didn't,
yep,
but it was about the fact that you ate his ass so many times.
Wait, I'm going to quote it because it needs to be quoted. Every night, well, for about three nights this week, I was licking his butthole because he liked it and I didn't mind doing it. Is that weird? That is what demons do.
Oh my God.
I love the word butthole versus like ass or anything. She said her and the man, apparently she lives in Palm Springs, but maybe she was in LA. We drove all the way to Newport Beach. The man was finger banging me the whole way, where I intended to buy him a boat simply because I'm so in love with him. I even brought cash for a down payment. She says that she's unable to enjoy their love affair because she can't stand his wife, who called me a lunatic.
Well, you mean you're going a long way to prove her right. Yeah. Let's just say that. But then...
in the words of David Spade and Tommy Boy, do you see yourself right now? You are a lunatic.
Yes. But then the next day, she released a statement.
She's very sorry for all of it.
Yeah. Yeah. She's just going through a rough time. She's had time to reflect. She's deeply hurt. She handled things, you know, wrong. Like, she felt a lot of guilt. She just wants a healthy love. You know...
How many times did you watch the video?
Oh, once, because I was really so off put by the whole thing.
So 47 times less than I did.
Yes, I was so off put by it and then concerned and then off put again. And I was just like,
well, she was at a Shell gas. I was trying to figure out what kind of car she was in. She must have a good amount of money.
Yeah.
I mean, Orange is the New Black. I mean, movies, whatever. She has had quite a few issues in her past.
Yeah,
I didn't know this. You knew this?
Yes.
I don't follow her.
I don't follow her on Instagram, but I've followed her career just because I've watched a lot of the different things that she's been in and seen. Like, she was in Hustle and Flow. She's been in a lot of stuff. So I've seen her through the years, but I also know like she's had things come up throughout the years as well. Because she was out there with all, you know, the Tara Reads.
She was dating women and then she would assault the women, and then one girl came back and forth and there was like charges dropped, and like there was lots of stuff for like the history of, which I didn't know any of this.
Yeah.
She called me a lunatic.
Oh my God. Well, you know,
you are a lunatic. I hate to break it to you, ma'am.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was wild. Let me say that.
Yeah, she did apologize. She said she realized that social media was not the place.
Glad we figured that out.
Reflect on her situation. She was deeply hurt because the man was, in fact, not going to leave his wife.
No, that was not the intention.
No.
Well, good luck to her. Let's just say good luck. I hope she finds that healthy love she's looking
for. Did I even tell you, we had like a family friend who used to hang around all the time, and he would like get stuck talking, and he was really nice, but he would get stuck talking to people all the time.
No.
So his tagline when he would try to get rid of people at like we'd go to Christmas and someone would be like chatting him up and he couldn't get rid of him. He would go, okay, good luck to you. And like that was like his way of trying to like escape.
Yeah.
And every time you say it, it like rehashes it for me. He's like, good luck to you. Like,
yeah, because get away from the
me.
Way
stop telling me this story.
That's the way you end things in the best way, like most polite way.
Yeah.
Good luck to her.
Okay. Moving on. Lizzo, more people are coming forward. It's not good. It's not looking good. Lizzo's laying low right now a little bit. It rumored that she's been removed from the Super Bowl conversation for this year, which I don't like. Is she big enough for the Super Bowl? Not physically, obviously.
Yes and no.
I mean, you need to have seven to eight hits.
Yes. I've seen her in concert, and so I see what she can do in the span of a 2-hour show, and it's phenomenal.
But you know her music.
Very much so. And I think that that's the thing. She only maybe has 3 songs that everybody can say, like, they know.
About
know I mean?
Damn time. Yeah, for sure.
They're saying
she was removed from the conversation.
Which is okay. Because I think that when I think of who I would want to see, I always want to see her, but when I think of who I would want to see for the Super Bowl, that's not it yet.
Yeah. I mean,
I would like to see, okay, if you said it's going to be her and Harry Styles.
Oh, together?
Like mixed together, then I'd be like, yeah, because they both have hits that I want to see, but not enough to support it on their own.
I mean, I just think it's so funny that we get into the Super Bowl conversation every single year. I mean, you don't get me started on last year. You know what about that oopsie baby that I'm still pissed off about? Did she have that baby yet?
I've heard rumors that she did, and it's a girl, but there's no statement that's come out yet.
I mean, it's August. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no. I'm pretty sure she did, and she's just laying low until she does her whole announcement thing.
Got it.
But
you need to be a mainstream star, right? Football is for the white straight male normally, right? Demographic wise. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, we've had like Katy Perry is pretty commercial. That's a perfect one, right? Like you need to.
Yes.
Also, you like they pay a lot.
Yes.
So like out of pocket, like that you get like a very small, I think it's $1 million or something to like produce the whole show. And like Dr. Dre was like, yeah, it costs me like an extra $5 million out of pocket just to get the show off the ground. Like there's no way.
Right.
So I don't know if Lizzo's at that level yet, right? Even Rihanna was doing like Fenty Beauty and stuff. She was doing ads during her performance.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a ton of rumors. There's always a rumor of Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift says she won't do it until her albums are re-recorded because she's not going to perform songs that someone else is getting paid for, obviously.
Well, if her album is coming out in October.
Yeah, but she's still 2 more albums.
Oh, God.
There's still Reputation and her debut. Jeez. I know, 1989. I didn't even sleep last Friday.
She's dragging this whole thing out.
She did two last year. What do you want her to do? She can.
Oh,
she had a new music. She's on a
movie, Taylor.
Girl, bye.
Hurry it up, Taylor. Jeez.
So, yeah, I don't know who we'd want to see in the Super Bowl.
I was hoping
I could see a Bieber at some point, not now. I saw him perform. He was terrible. This was like in his rough phase. Yeah, I don't know.
No, it's a good conversation at this point because I couldn't tell you who's going to be next at this point.
I'd love to see like who's in the running. If we can't do Coldplay again, it's so boring.
I just love them. So I don't
really.
I've seen them in concert about 5 times now.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have. Twice in 1 year, actually, because I saw them their last time they were on tour. a couple of years ago, right before the pandemic. I saw them in Vegas and then turned around and saw them when they came to Santa Clara.
I can't stand them.
What?
Not that I can't stand them. I just don't get them.
Oh, my God. Well, you've never been to their shooting show. Like, if you go, then you would get it.
No, I don't know. I'm good.
Well, see, this is how I feel about Taylor. It's how you feel about Coldplay.
Taylor Swift, like, is no, absolutely.
I don't get it.
How are you even comparing these two?
Because I'm comparing it in the sense of how you feel about Coldplay concert is how I feel about Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift concert.
Taylor Swift music, like, in general, I don't get, like, I hear it and it's like, yeah, it's poppy. I don't get, like, I'm not in a rush to hear it. And then I listen to it. I'm like, I don't Shake It Off doesn't do it for me. I know it does it for you, but it doesn't do it for me.
Shake It Off.
I know.
That's like one of my favorites.
I'm not a toe tapper when it comes to that. If you want to put on Sky Full of Stars, Coldplay.
So you want someone just to scream at you with really loud background music? Because I can do that.
Yes, I love it.
Okay. You like what? Just put on like Florence and the Machine. She screams at everybody.
Love her. Hey, dog days are over. I don't know.
How are you obsessed with Drake and Beyonce and Coldplay and Florence and the Machine?
I have a very interesting palate when it comes to music. Let me just tell you, I have been. I have been to concerts you wouldn't even believe. Tom Petty, Stevie Nicks.
I never. Lil you know Wayne. I can't get behind Tom Petty. So I was like, 12.
What?
I mean, I don't mind his music, but I was 12 and he released Last Dance with Mary Jane and he carried that dead body in the water. And I was like, what is happening?
Kim Basinger, though. It was Kim Basinger.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I listen to, first of all, you know full well that I listen to more than just Taylor Swift. However,
of course I know that.
I also hated her before 1989.
Which is crazy. So maybe because I haven't listened to it like that.
Listen to 1989 is just, here's what I love. Anyway, we don't have time for this. I could talk about this all day.
I have so many friends that I just watched over the last month, like make their clothes and shit and go to this concert and paint their faces and stick things on themselves and tattoo her lyrics on their bodies. Like I've watched this and I'm not there. There for Drake. So I'm just
make you listen. What is the one Taylor Swift song you're like, oh, I could get behind that song? Antihero? I thought you would like this new album. Midnight's is kind of moody.
But see, the thing is, I don't listen to I've never been like, I need to listen to her whole album because I'm not interested.
Here's what I'll tell you. No one, and I will stand by this, you can come for me, at me, all you want. In the words of Karen Huger, you can come for me, but you never find me. Or what is she says? Whatever. No one puts an album together better than Taylor Swift.
Got it. Yeah, the only time I've ever heard a song and I was like, oh, okay, this is good, is the one that she sings about, like, That's My Man.
Oh, yeah. That's My Man. The one.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's kind of cute.
Oh, so you like folklore, huh? So you like more of the listening.
But then she starts shaking it off and shit. And I'm like, okay, now I'm gone. I'm not 12. I'm not 20. I am 44. And I will say
no one can traverse genres like her in current day.
Okay.
To go from like folky to go to like this moody like Midnights to do full pop, to do full country. And here's like she writes almost everything, which is wild.
And I don't knock her because I don't have enough knowledge to say it. I haven't gotten into it to be like, I just don't like her. I'm not saying that. I just never got into it.
Okay.
Fair. Never got into it.
Well, I mean, you should probably give it. It's great for like easy listen, like work from home, put on an album, just let it
go. I know. Maybe if I had a daughter, I would have had to, you know, but my son, it's like Jake never listened to that. So
anyway, I don't know how we got to
Taylor. I know. Sorry.
From Lizzo.
Sorry, everyone.
But we'll wrap up our top topics. I mean, we can just wrap up this whole episode, but The Blind Side. Let me tell you, I'm calling this episode blindsided because I did not see this coming.
No, it's very strange.
So my gut reaction was, okay, this kid was taken advantage of. Let me jump behind Michael Orr as I figure out the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And now the facts are coming out and he doesn't look good.
No, it's very confusing. And I don't understand. Like, basically, I understand. Okay, what I do understand is we saw the movie, obviously. It's a great movie.
I've seen it 17 times.
Absolutely. And we also know that in most cases of these true stories, these are fabricated movies where
they dramatized.
They take snippets of reality and make a movie, because maybe the reality is not as entertaining for the movie as the added pieces are. So in the movie, he was brought into this family and didn't know how to play football, and they taught him like the game and all of this stuff to make it interesting, when in reality he had already played football before and he did understand. But the family took him in, you know, we get the whole story. Okay. It's all done.
He has really quick. He has always said that he was offended that they made him seem dumb.
Yes.
That's been for the last 15 years.
So. Absolutely. But there was a real Miss Sue. He did have a tutor, all of those things like that did actually happen, but he was just came from not the best circumstances, but he was not dumb.
Correct.
So it's really hard because we watch these movies not knowing the reality of the situation. We just fall in love with the movie because it's so good and like touching to your heart. And ultimately we know that at the end of the day, whatever the story was, he made it and went to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So great. But it's always been a conversation in the community, especially for me and the African-American community. There's always a conversation about, you know, host families or
grooming,
you know, white host families taking in these kids and, you know, what that looks like for their futures, because obviously they may, if they go on to make it, like, what does that mean? Then hopefully what we hope is these families continue to be their family and not exploit or benefit from these things. Obviously, if I took you in and you made it, like, yeah, you would, you know, show gratitude as you would to any family member, but you're not expected to do, you know, out of the ordinary. These people were already wealthy.
Correct.
From the beginning.
Several fast food franchises. Yes.
Yes. Continue to still be wealthy.
Correct. I think they're worth $100 million or something, I read.
Yes. So they in no way needed him to come up monetarily in any way.
Correct.
That's where I just want to say that, because I think it's important for people to know that are getting the bits and pieces from this story coming out from him writing, filing this lawsuit and writing this book before, they did not need him.
Correct. Well, and I think this is where I'm shocked, because, like, I guess, does he need the money now?
So I don't know, because he played for a few seasons. He has a foundation now that
he played for a good amount of time.
Yeah. And him and his wife have a new, like, a foundation for kids. And so I don't think he's broke. He wrote a book that was successful. Like, I don't think he's broke. But something happened between then and now, and we're hearing, like, the Tui's son has come out and said, like, up until a year ago, like, he was still on the family group chat. Like, I don't know. So something
he asked for $15 million, supposedly, in a shakedown.
Well, and I'm wondering, and I don't want to, this is speculation, because I don't know these people or any of these facts, but I'm wondering if he got married. And then this wife is like, well, wait a minute. So these people never illegally adopted you, because they couldn't, because he was 18 when they took him in. So what happens if something happens to them? Like, do you have any rights to anything, or do you get anything? Or because you're not legally their child, if something happens, like, is there a provision for you?
Yeah.
And then he started being like, well, wait a minute. You know, no, you know, I'm wondering. I don't know this to be true. I'm just wondering, what are the circumstances that brought this on all of a sudden?
Well, I have a couple of red flags and a couple of other. Okay, so my first one is, he says, they always told me it was an adoption. I didn't know it was a conservatorship. But then in 2011, he's on record saying he knew it was a conservatorship.
Yeah.
Which is, like, wild to me. The other thing is the $15 million shakedown that they're saying that he came to them and is like, hey, I need money, whatever. We don't know what happened with that. Why now, right? Where it's in 2023. I don't know where this is coming from. You just decided. And he's not suing them. He's filing legal paperwork and essentially forcing them to respond. That makes sense.
To end the conservatorship.
Got it. So then here's what really blew my mind. So he was like, oh, they made all this money. Each of them made millions and millions of dollars off the movie. Well, they have records. I mean, let's be real. These people are wealthy.
Yes.
Right. So their accountant and lawyer hit first and foremost, and they start releasing all the records. And there's a trust with his son's name on it with residuals where he, which is what you said, he stopped responding, where he stopped accepting the residual checks. So why would you stop accepting the residual? I don't get it.
No, it makes no sense.
That was what's really weird. And then they showed, he was like, oh, they got paid millions. But the Tuhuis are saying, hey, you know, we each got, each family member got like $225,000. They got $900,000 essentially to use their likeness because it was, someone wrote the book already, right? Is that true? Before the movie was made? Yeah. So they had to sign over the rights to them as people so you could use our likeness. So the family got $225,000 a piece, which ended up being like, they probably got $1 million, right? As a family.
Yes.
So, and here's what's wild. All roads lead back to Bravo. They were on Below Deck, remember? And Sean told this story about the book publisher needing them to sign their rights away. And that's the money that they made. So why would you lie about that on Below Deck 10 years ago or whatever, 5 years ago, 6 years ago now? And then now it's coming back and it's true. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
I don't know. It sounds like a shakedown. I don't want to say that. Obviously, like, this kid's been through quite a story, and you know, what we're not going to do is, Twitter's not going to sit here and try to take away Sandra Bullock's Oscar because she...
No, that is the most crazy thing I've ever... When I heard people saying that, I was like, you got to be kidding.
Pull the movie, pull the Oscar. I'm like, what has happened? No, this has nothing to do. Stop right there. No, hard stop. Wild. But I mean, the facts are facts. I wish he wouldn't have had those interviews where... It seems like he knew what was, I don't know. You can't come out and say you don't know what's going on in 2023 when in 2011 you said it was a conservatorship. And that the story, like, she never went to his apartment with him and that never happened. And I don't know. It just seems odd to me that we're going to do that now.
All of it is. And now it involves these people because Quentin Aaron, who is the actor who played him in the movie, was like, stop. Like, why would we take her Oscar? Like, then we don't have anything to do with any of this. Like, it's just crazy.
No, sir. Anything else on Hot Topics? I think that was an hour of Hot Topics, just in case you're wondering.
It was.
Sorry, folks. Join the club and blame Bethany Frankel.
Well, luckily, we only have two shows this week, and there's not a lot really to unpack with them. So,
you want to jump into some Atlanta?
Yes, let's do it.
Sonia is pregnant.
Duh, and surprise.
Well, I think they lose this baby, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she's pregnant in the photos on the reunion.
Yeah, but that was 4 weeks ago. She's the same size. So I'm almost positive. I read somewhere. Because she says my rainbow baby. So the baby that they're talking about on the show, I think she loses.
Oh.
And then they get pregnant again. I'm almost positive.
Oh, okay.
But I think we'll follow up, I'm guessing.
Yeah, because she looks, I mean, you could clearly see the bump in the reunion looks.
Yeah, but she's small.
Well, I mean.
I'm almost, we'll double check. But look how big she is in the maternity photo with, I don't know. I'm almost positive I read somewhere that she's pregnant on camera, but she loses it because that's December. Okay. She would have a baby by now.
Got it. Okay.
Right?
Oh, well,
you had one?
If it works like that, and if she's human, then yes.
Yeah, if you announce your pregnancy in December, because aren't they celebrating? Yeah, they're celebrating Christmas because she said, oh my God, because Drew said we had such a great Christmas.
Yeah, she would be due in next month.
Yeah, but you wouldn't tell people right away.
I mean, I would hope not.
We know how that goes.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah, but I'm almost positive she has a miscarriage.
Because she showed him the stick and then went to the party. So if you're showing him the stick, like, you just found out, you shouldn't tell anybody.
Yeah, I'm almost positive. I might be wrong, but I swear I read somewhere because then she calls this pregnancy her rainbow baby, which means that she lost a baby previously.
Got it. Okay.
I'm almost positive, but I'm sure we'll get some facts.
Yes.
Ralph wants everyone to call him daddy.
Absolutely not. Never going to happen, Ralph.
I was just imagining your face when he said it 17 times.
Absolutely not. I can't.
If you get a strike, you'll call me daddy. If I win, you'll call me daddy. If we get wings, you'll call me daddy. Like, sir,
I can't stand him. I cannot.
He's so attractive, though. He's so pretty to look at.
Yeah, he is. But then he opens his mouth, and then you're like, ugh.
You know what I'm going to ask about right now?
What?
What's up with the dick surgery?
We're never going to get the answer. You might as well send him a message.
I'm going to write into the reunion. I'm going to write into Watch What Happens Live one day. Yeah, Ralph, I need message. To know about the dick surgery. I'm going to Google Ralph's dick surgery, but that's probably a bad idea.
God, that guy.
He wants ridiculous. To be. He wants him and Drew to be just like Barack and Obama. He is dumb as rocks.
He is.
Well, and then he was like, oh, you know, I'm going to be traveling and work and traveling and I'm here and I'm there and I'm gone. And I'm like, we don't even know what you do.
Nobody knows. Why do you exist?
And why does he not want her to work?
I don't know. I feel like he thinks that, like, because he knows, right? Like, she's the money. Like, she's an actress. She's successful. Like, she doesn't need him. So the more work she gets, like, she really doesn't need you.
I hope. Well, he said he wanted her to be home. He was saying later on, this is totally jumping ahead, but not really a big deal. But he said, oh, having that woman, like, I don't want people in my home because you end up with like court cases like this. So he was insinuating that like all of Drew's staff, as we know, we counted last season, like 13 of them or whatever she had. He was saying like those aren't loyal people and they'll blackmail you essentially. So he wants her to be home. He doesn't want her off filming for a month.
Anyway. I guess
you think he'd want her to be gone for a month so he can go do whatever he wants to do in Tampa.
It would make sense, but
Kenya wants to have a baby and she wants to use. I didn't know that Shamia and Candy use the same surrogate.
I didn't either, but I don't follow Shamia, so I did not know.
Is that would that be weird for you if like that lady birthed your baby and your friend? I don't know.
No, not really. I mean, that's her job, right? That's what she gets paid to do. Like, she's choosing to be a surrogate for whoever needs it to be available.
I mean, I'd do it for celebrities for sure. You get way more money, I'm sure.
Yes. And they pay. I mean, they make sure you have the best care. Like, you're taken care of the whole time. Why not?
I don't know. I it would just be like, oh, like they were all like, oh yeah, I'll use her. I can't wait to use her. Like, they were all just going to use her. How many babies does this woman have?
I mean, you know, you could have lots. Look at the Duggar lady. She had like 25 babies.
Okay, it was not that many. Wasn't it like 18?
Yeah, that's a lot. 19? I don't know. That is a lot.
Sheree has a birthday dinner.
Oh, God.
With Martell and her closest friends, which included only Marlo and Sonia. Quote, people I've known for 30 years. So, but not Sonia.
Or Marlo.
And Martell said the bill was $1,500 and he wants everyone to cash app him. I'm sorry. If I'm on television and my man can't buy a $1,500 meal, we got problems.
Yeah. Also, like, if I'm throwing a dinner for my birthday, or I'm saying, hey, for my birthday, I want to go out to dinner. Like, let's all meet up and have dinner. That's one thing. But if you're throwing something and you're like, everybody just come, like this and this, like, wouldn't you preface that beforehand? Like, we expect everybody to pay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's it. You're right. It's all about like how it was asked. If he's like, hey, I'm throwing Sheree a birthday dinner, come to dinner. I wouldn't expect to pay for dinner. If Sheree's like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing for my birthday. I'm like, oh, let's do dinner. Then like, I would expect to pay for her meal. We'd split her meal in that sense. But I also like, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I've had situations before where I have gone out for like with group for my birthday of friends for dinner. And then at the end, everybody's like, oh, let's just all split it. And then I'm like, oh, and me too, even though it's my birthday dinner. Okay. Yeah. But also like Friday when I was like, hey, if you're free, like we're going to have dinner at Celia's. Can you all, you know, whoever can.
Oh, you didn't invite me.
I didn't think you'd want to sit with my crazy family.
Did you get a chicken enchilada? Oh, it's so good.
I know we have to go there because that's my favorite place.
They have the best chips.
I know. That's my favorite place. I love it. Mm-hmm.
Can we go there now?
Yes. Right now? Can we wrap this up?
We got to go, folks. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed Bethany. See ya.
Yeah. But, you know, like, I didn't expect for all, like, my you know, we're not going to pay for my whole family, but I was like, hey, this is where we're having dinner. If you guys want to come, I would love to spend my birthday with you.
Yeah.
So it's just different, you know? How
is your man there?
Yeah.
Okay, so what if he like texted your friends one-on-one and was like, hey, I'm doing dinner.
Yes.
Would you expect him to pay?
Absolutely. If you're planning this thing and you're like texting my friends on the side, like, hey, come, I'm going to throw this dinner for her. I want you all to be there. Then I would hope that he would then take care of it.
Correct. I agree. This man, he don't even pay for his kids. Who we kidding? Girl, bye.
Right. No.
She also said he bought her an Alexander McQueen bag and it wasn't that high end because he's not into that. I mean, I think that's pretty high end for me.
I don't have one, so I'm going to go ahead and say that is.
Not high end like your three face jobs you've had.
Ugh. Also, I don't like that. Like, if that's, he gave you that gift, like, girl.
She just dragged him on camera.
Yes. Like, oh, he's not into that. He doesn't know. Like, that's rude.
Let's be real. The most shocking part here is that she gave the salesperson her email address, and it was at AOL.com.
That I didn't even know they still had AOL.
Girl, is she waiting for that CD in the mail when she like puts it in to get 40 free hours of the internet?
Oh my god, I was shocked. I was like, AOL? I didn't even know that was still an option.
Yeah. Todd is shooting his movie. I'm gonna ask who's not cast in the movie.
Right?
Monietta, Shamia, everyone's in the movie.
Yeah, I guess they figured like we're gonna tap into our friend group that we have here and make this easy.
Yeah. Drew throws her mental health day. Her and Ralph are feuding, and so they're being very petty. This is not no, ma'am. This is not how
this is not how
a marriage works. She went to hug him, but she hugged Ross, which was like it seemed like a mistake. And then he didn't hug her on. I don't know. That man is petty. Normally, I love petty, but not when it comes to relationships.
Yeah, and especially when everybody's like. Your husband didn't say hi to you. Your husband didn't hug you. Your husband just walked out. Like, it's that's embarrassing.
Yeah. Question. I've never called it this. Is it a mental mishap? What? Did you hear what her sister said?
Yeah, I think that's a new way of.
But like a mishap is an unlucky accident. Like,
yeah.
Oh, this was a mishap, not like a mental. I don't know. I have an issue with that. Like, it sounds like we're trying to downplay your breakdown here.
Yeah, I definitely felt like maybe that's a new term since I've not had this happen to me. I did not want to like speculate on that.
Yeah.
But instead of saying like a nervous breakdown or, you know what I mean? Like maybe this is their new way.
An unlucky accident.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure that's the correct term.
I don't think so.
Do you think that Courtney called Drew a bitch in Portugal?
Maybe she said it like, and then, you know, this bitch.
I do it all the time. I say this bitch all the time. I'm like, I really should not be saying that about people who I don't like this bitch over here.
No, I do it all the time. And I don't mean it like that way, but I say it. And so I think maybe she did it in that way, but I couldn't see her just being like, Drew, this bitch, Drew, like, you know.
I do love the fact that she said, I never called her that. I didn't call her a bitch, this bitch, and then said it right there.
Right. And then when they showed the video back from Portugal, it was super unclear and it sounded like Sonia said it.
Oh.
So I was having Sonia a hard time, it. Like, because there were so many of them talking at once. I was like, wait, that sounded like Sonia's voice, but I couldn't tell.
Well, we wrap up with Drew in therapy discussing the big D and not Ralph's D surgery. Oh, God, I'll always come back to this. She said, like, the marriage is over.
Yeah, well.
I mean, girl, it's been over.
Yeah, I mean, we all
went
know
to
that.
Tampa for 2 days to clear his head at the beach.
I feel like it was over then.
I still, to this day, I will still quote, like, you drove through four states to go to the beach.
Oh my God. That was wild.
Sir. No, sir. I cannot.
That was wild.
Anything else on OTL where the finale is in 2 weeks?
Okay, so we're almost there.
So we've got this episode and then one more and then hopefully just a two-part reunion. This does not need to be three parts.
No, there's nothing that has happened that needs to be. I mean, let's be serious.
I just hope this baby doesn't put Sonia back in rotation to be filled. I can't. I need Sonia to go. I'm ready for Drew. I love me some Drew, but I think the time has come.
I think that they're going to have to really look at this next season and make some decisions here because it's okay, but it's not like mind blowing.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
Are you ready for some Roni?
Yes, yes.
So I don't know how Bryn fits into this, but this story is like, you know me, I don't have tear ducts. But
yes,
for a child to drink the Dimetapp to go to sleep forever.
Yeah. No,
is that's like awful. How do you even have those thoughts at 6 years old?
No. Like the fact that she is somewhat well-rounded of a human being and at least has her shit together is like an accomplishment.
I mean, you can tell she's got some male issues.
Probably. Yes.
I don't want to say daddy issues, but like no. She definitely has
But the fact that she's actually a functioning human being that can like that makes some money and takes care of her shit is,
I mean, like, I imagine it's years of therapy.
Oh yes.
To sit there in a group of new friends and say at 6 years old I was gonna drink Dimetapp to go to sleep for, like, I was just like,
no.
How do we start the episode like this?
She's probably gotta stay in therapy forever, I would think.
We bring up the cackling hags. Now it's cackling old hags. I mean, this is just getting worse. I don't think she meant it in a bad way. I think she meant it as like, hey, those three are picking on me. I'm going to group them together as like these like cackling hyenas.
Well, and I think that remembering too, like her verbiage and the things they say is very different than things that we say. You know, and she's explaining, like, especially growing up in the UK, like, they just have a different sense of humor.
Very much so.
So I get it.
Bryn says hand jobs are back in style.
I wouldn't know.
When was the last time you gave a hand job?
I don't even know. That's how long it's been.
Like, do you just
Do
you like stare at them while you do it? Like, do you look in their eye? Like,
That's a weird. That's like
I'll just watch you while you take care of it. If that's the case, like you want to do it to yourself, like I'll.
Maybe I'm just out of the loop, but like I feel like that's high school.
Yeah, Uba says she doesn't do anything that has the word job in it.
Girl, makes sense.
I am obsessed with her.
I just want to know when we're going to ever get some sort of crossover and get her and Chanel Ayan in the same.
You know, I've already said this.
In the same room and watch the ridiculousness and also try to figure out what the hell they're talking about.
If that ever happens, I would probably explode from laughter.
Oh my God.
Every time I could just watch Uba, every time she says something all the time. Oh no, I don't like any job. I'm like, oh, like she's just hilarious.
Like I just am like, could you imagine the conversation in itself?
Jessel and Aaron have coffee and it could not have gone worse.
It was like, you guys do not like each other. You should not stay at this coffee place.
Tribeca is up and coming.
apparently. I don't know, but apparently it is already been.
I do think that she actually believed that because you could see she was like trying to, like restaurants, like it's up and coming.
But I mean, do you say that to someone who lives there and already thought it's arrived? Like, I don't know.
Here's the thing. Here's why I think I relate to her. I think that I say shady shit all the fucking time.
Yes.
But I don't. Do you think I mean it? Sometimes.
Yes.
Do you think that I say stuff without thinking and people take offense to it?
Yes.
Okay.
But yes.
Yeah. So like, I just think that like, she's just like, oh, it's Tribeca. Like it's up and coming. Like, I don't think she was being shady. I think she genuinely thinks that Tribeca is up and coming.
Sure. No,
Aaron calls her a princess. Also, not a dig.
No.
I'm not mad at that. You don't support women, fake friends. Here we go. We got Ramona all over again. I can't do it. I'm not doing it. Women who support women, we're all here for it.
Yep.
Aaron does say, oh, she's crazy. Like, no, we're not going to do that either. We're not going to label people as crazy because don't agree with her. Like, you don't understand how they talk. She's apologized. She's trying to explain to you, like, where she comes from. No, ma'am.
Yeah, she's not crazy.
Jessel has her event and it's very old money. How do you have like the Vogue editors? I've seen that lady with like the red stuff on her face.
Yeah.
She's big time.
Oh, yeah. They were saying like, this is a big deal.
How did Jessel get these people in her apartment?
I don't know. But they were like, okay, like, I see you. These are not, this is not a light, small thing.
Also, seeing Bryn with those kids, she needs to have kids immediately.
I know.
It was so cute.
But what's funny is all of these like big time people are here, but who's not is Jenna Lyons, who probably knows all those people.
I mean, I don't. Okay. So Jenna said she had an event. She said she couldn't remember what the event was, but she knew she had an event or a obligation. Maybe she should have said obligation.
Yes.
So she didn't come. So they call her. Bryn says she's Jenna Lyon, L-I-E. But I don't know. I mean, you have your kids for 2 weeks. It's the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely there's no not. Way. If I only have my son for 2 weeks and it's the holiday time and this is our time, like,
girl, you wish you only had him for 2 weeks.
I'm telling you, my God, that would have been my dream.
What about now?
Oh, now, I mean, we're like ships passing in the night at this point.
Except he goes when Temptation Island's on.
Yes. Well, now, so Love Island, Challenge, sorry, Temptation Island. Yes. We have our shows. And you know, like as an adult, I will say this because everybody hears me say these things, but I do love my son as he's become an adult. Like we have our things and I can appreciate it. He goes to work. We have different hours, but he's pretty funny.
I think because this is happening to me right now, I think y'all are going to go your separate ways again as he gets older.
Yeah. I mean, I think
not in a bad way.
No, I think it is a different relationship too, because we have only had each other forever, right? Like, yeah, being a same. Single mom, it's always just been the two of us from birth on. And so we've built this like super tight little thing. And we both like to get out there and like we're starting to do our things separate, but we still are like, wait, don't forget me. Like, I'm over here. So we're definitely getting geared up. Like, he's been traveling without me, which never had happened before. So I think we're both like gearing up for that. And we'll have that moment, but we'll still always be like, okay, we still got each other, but we're going to take that.
Yeah. I'm in a family distance space right now, but I also just moved back. So like, there's a lot of like,
right. But I think that's why I understood in that moment of like, wait, no, it's for her kid. Like I would trade any event if it means like having this quality time that I'm only going to get at this time, because when Christmas comes, he's not going to be here.
Yeah. I don't blame her for that at all.
No.
I don't know why Bryn was like trying to make a thing out of it, but. It was kind of a filler episode. I'm not going to lie to you. I think it was weird to start with the Bryn heaviness and not like follow up with it. I don't know. It was kind of an odd.
Yeah.
It was an odd little episode, but.
I mean, I guess they had to. It was like a to be continued. So you had to like finish that story out. But then they added into like the lightness of it later where it was like, oh, well, but you know, I always do these things that I never got to do as a child. So I take chess lessons or violin lessons or dance class. Cause I always want to do those things as a kid. Like then they tried to make it light.
Yeah. That poor man and the free cookies at the cafe. Here, free cookie. My mom made it. Free cookie. My mom. Yeah. Made it.
Complimentary. My mom made it. Try it. It's for you.
So I'm loving Roni. Atlanta's wrapping up, thankfully. We know Salt Lake City is coming back on the 5th of September. Like, we're real close. Like, real close.
Oh, yeah.
Marianne Cosby back in my life. The trailer was out of control. Did we discuss it last week? No.
Yes, a little bit.
No, it came out on Friday, didn't it?
Oh, I thought we did.
I don't know. No. The trailer came out last week, so they're coming back September 5th. Mary Cosby, just chef's kiss. I just have no other words for her other than
you know
that.
What I think it is? I think it's because we discussed things outside. So I think we just discussed it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're hearing Married to Medicine the first week of November, but I heard Married to Medicine was October and we were pushing Beverly Hills to November. I'm not sure where that's going to fall. We'll have more information as that comes up. Phaedra back full time. I cannot believe it. I'm shocked that we're going to have some at Sunday night. It's funny that we're going to wrap up Atlanta and leave Roni. Roni shouldn't be on Sundays. I'm just going to say it. I don't know why. It's weirding me out, but it's there. Below Deck, we're full swing. We got like our mid-season trailer on Below Deck Down Under. I'm going to wrap up Temptation Island next week. I'm still in Big Brother. We've got an elimination tonight. I'm not loving the cast. Okay. So I'm not like reading up the blogs every day. I haven't watched any episodes this week. I'm going to do that today, probably. I'm really mad that they added Sari, the Survivor lady, in there. It just kind of throws off the whole dynamic because, like, she's playing chess and they're all playing checkers.
Yeah.
Like, she's been on Survivor 4 times and then she won the show called Traitors. Ooh. So why do we think throwing her in there with these kids, and when I say kids, they're all like 20s or whatever. Some of them are over 30.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. I don't know. It's just like... Ooh. maybe they're all going to band together and turn on her, but I don't know. I'm not super feeling it. Maybe I'll get into it as it gets better. But you know, as I go, like the beginning, the end of the week, like the Thursdays is always the good episode, the Friday. And then by the time you get to like Monday, it's just the same monotonous stuff until they vote someone out. So I think they could move the eliminations up a little bit sooner and get rid of people. Like, don't give them a week, give them like 5 days and then keep it moving and see. But I don't know.
Agreed.
I digress.
Yeah.
Anything new on your docket?
No. You know, everything's kind of wrapping up. I don't know how much longer Love Island. It's just got a million
6 days
episodes.
A week, girl.
Yeah. So I don't know how long this goes on for. But
is the cast likable?
You know, there's some that are, and then there's some that are not. I mean, like every show, they have their villains. And then they have their like sweet, they have this one guy, his name is Bergy, and he's like, I don't even know why he's there. He's like the Dairy Queen general manager, like never had a girlfriend, hardly kissed anyone. And now he's on this show where that's all everybody's doing. And he just, I mean, we're like 25 episodes in and he just now coupled with someone for the first time.
I think so, that's weird. I think people who will watch it like are diehard. There's no fringe Love Island people.
No.
Nobody's checking in weekly to see what's going on. Like people are like die. Like when I like people I follow, they're like Love Island. I'm like, okay. I tried it one time. I tried the UK version and the accents. You know, I can't do that for too long. Yeah. It drives me up the wall.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's I just kind of literally fell into this because it happened to be on like USA one night or E. And I was like, what is this? And then Jake's like, oh my God, you're watching Love Island? And I was like, what? So I fell into it and he's like, the new season's about to start. So that's, I honestly, it was like a mistake and now I'm hooked.
Yeah.
But I'm going to follow through.
That is a wrap on episode 148. It's going to be called Blindsided.
Yes.
Like us, rate us, follow us. A huge week last week. I don't know why you guys are playing with us. You're playing with my emotions. July was a slow month. We're killing it this month again. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. But you like us. You love me. You really love me. Whatever Sally Field said.
Yes.
But yeah, let us know what you're watching. Anything new coming up? We will be doing SLC in a couple weeks. Stick with Roni. Stick with OC as well. OC's mid-season right now.
Yeah, and
so we've got a lot of OC left.
And since none of our shows are coming back anytime soon, if you have any suggestions for me that you think I should try, please send a message and let us know.
Not Succession.
Okay. No, I will not do that.
But that's a wrap and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes. Thank you all for listening and have a wonderful weekend.
Bye.
Bye.